Here's a statistic that I think is going to blow you away. The respected researchers, the Barna Group in the US, discovered that whilst 78% of Americans believe in the existence of an all-loving, all-powerful God, almost the same number, 77%, don't believe in or aren't sure of the existence of the devil. Now, that's a statistic that does my head in. Let's just run through that again. Basically, the same number of people who believe that God exists believe that the devil doesn't. Does that surprise you? Perhaps, but really, it shouldn't. When you start talking about the devil, a whole bunch of people are going to start thinking that you've lost your mind, that you're crazy. If you don't believe me, try it. Go to work or talk to your friends and start asking them, do you believe in the existence of the devil? And you're going to get some funny looks and incredulous reactions. And if you tell them that you do actually believe in the existence of the devil, most of them are just going to shake their heads and walk away. And the next time they see you, they're going to give you a wide berth. It seems to me that the devil's number one lie isn't so much that God doesn't exist. That'd be too hard. It's too much of a stretch. You'd have to swim against the tide because most people do believe in the existence of God. No, much easier to convince us that he, the devil himself, doesn't exist. Because if he can deceive us, then like a sniper in the forest, he can just sit there completely undetected, taking pot shots at us and ruining our lives. And as it turns out, he's a very good shot. Genesis chapter 3, verse 1. Now the serpent was more crafty than any other wild animal that the Lord God had made. When he confronted Adam and Eve, he didn't go with a full-on, full-frontal assault. No. He simply cast doubt in their minds. He said to the woman, "Did God say you shall not eat from any tree in the garden?" Eve replied, "No, that's not what God said. God said that we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but you shall not eat of the fruit of the tree that is in the middle of the garden, nor shall you touch it, or you shall die." But the serpent said to the woman, "You will not die. For God knows that when you eat of it, your eyes will be opened and you'll be like God, knowing good and evil." Do you see the deception? And that's what he's been doing ever since. Make no mistake about it. The devil is after your soul. That's God's word. Fresh for you today.